Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. If you're just now tuning in, you're tuning in to Faith and Transformation Fridays with Ayanna. Today's topic is Understanding the Journey. This is where I get an opportunity to share with you the Word of God, the Word of Faith, and my own personal testimony with the hope and prayer that it will strengthen your faith and bring forth the transformation in your life. Today's topic again is Understanding the Journey. Our scripture reference is the chapter of Hebrews, the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Faith, by the Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is defined as the complete trust or confidence in someone or something. It's a strong belief in God, a strongly held belief without question. That's how faith is defined by Merriam-Webster's dictionary. I'm not going to read the full chapter of Hebrews 11. I'm going to leave that to you. I will paraphrase that. But we also know in Hebrews 11, it defines faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Remembering that if you walk by faith, and every human being has a measure of faith, that it's not all by what you see or you hear or you feel. It's not everything that's tangible. Faith itself is the evidence of the very thing that you hoped for. But what happens when you struggle in a subject? Let's think about school for a second. When you struggle in class in a subject, you don't give up. I mean, some people may give up and then they just have to fail the class and repeat it over or make a decision that they're ready to really do it. But those that know, okay, there's no space to give up, what do? When you struggle, you get extra help. You study more. You don't give up. And the reality is you will always struggle in something. The irony is when we struggle in our faith, we are more apt to give up, turn back, say this means nothing, it doesn't hold any weight, I'm not going to believe that, and I'm more willing to walk in a faithless way, having more faith in your human abilities than the faith in God. But to me, that's odd, because if we struggle in any other subject, we don't just have faith in the limited knowledge that we have. We study more. This is to encourage you, even during the course of your faith journey, when you do not understand everything, that just means study more. Get into your scriptures more. Begin to say, God, your word says this here. And find out, who was God talking to? What was the context? That does that apply to everyone? And if it does, say, God, this applies. This is your promise. I didn't see where it was just for one set of people. I have yet to see it manifested in my life. And as you begin to study the word and give it back to God, you free God to allow him to move in your life if you believe him to do that. So we're talking about understanding this faith journey. Hebrews 11 talks about how by faith we obtain a good report. Through faith we understand. By faith we offer unto God. By faith one can be translated from one state of being to the next. Without faith it's impossible to please God. By faith you can be warned of God, moved, prepared, or you can become an heir, and I've been a witness to that myself. By faith we can go and receive a preconceived plan. God can let us know things. He can map out strategies for us. By faith, you can sojourn in your place of promise. You can be brought to your wealthy place. You can be brought to your place of purpose and destiny. Through faith, you can receive strength to produce. If you stop believing and hoping, you won't produce. But through faith, you can receive strength to produce. By faith, you can bless others. By faith, you can prophesy. By faith, you can be protected. I have experienced that as well. By faith, you can take a stand. By faith, you can let go of things. By faith, you can experience a miracle. And through faith, you can subdue kingdoms, you can obtain promises, and you can stop devastation. This is Hebrews 11. When you are on your faith journey and you're trying to understand the journey and you're saying, God, okay, what am I supposed to be able to access and to do through faith and by faith? I encourage you to begin to read the chapter of Hebrews 11. It is here where we get a fuller understanding of the power of faith. See, I don't want people to tell you, don't believe in Christ, don't believe in God. Faith is, there's nothing to faith. I don't want you to think about that. I don't want you to believe that, because we will have faith in other things. The very same people that would tell you, don't believe in God, would tell you, believe in yourself, or believe in me, or believe in what you can see, or believe in what you can feel. They're going to tell you to believe in something. So we are created to have a measure of faith. I sat down in the chair and I didn't check it out to make sure all the screws were in tight. I had faith that it was going to hold me up because that's what it's created to do. And secondly, because it's held me up before. In the same instance, I encourage you, as you are in your faith journey, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's trying to get through school. Maybe it's waiting for a spouse. Maybe it's trying to salvage your marriage. Maybe it is trying to create a business or to get your patent out there. Maybe it's trying to bring forth a child. It can be in so many other areas wherever you are in your faith journey. Recognize that faith, to say that you are a person of faith, is that you have complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And more specifically, we're talking about a strong belief and confidence in God, a strongly held belief without question. And as you experience things and they may not line up or may not come out the way you want, and instead of questioning your faith, that is the time to say, okay, God, I hold and believe in you without question. So God, show me how to operate in my faith. Show me how to line up my desires with you. Show me how to see what I pray for, if what I pray for does not take me outside of your will and lines up with your will. It is about understanding this journey. A lot of times we hinder ourselves from growth, from becoming who we are supposed to be, from our success, our purpose, from giving to the world the very genius of our mind, the creativity of our hands, because we gave up. We stopped believing. We struggled in our hope. We struggled in our faith, in ourselves, in God, who God said we will be, in whatever other area. In this moment in time in Faith and Transformation Fridays, I am encouraging you to really challenge your mind to study, to understand faith, to walk in faith, so that you can understand that you can remain in this journey called life. You will continue to live until you stop taking your last breath, and you can live the fullest life, or you can live a life that is somewhat incomplete. You can live a life that's mediocre, or you can live a life that you may think is good, but it may not really be fulfilling your purpose. In Faith Transformation Fridays, I encourage you and challenge you to be changed according to the Word of God. I encourage you to study the Scriptures to understand faith, so you can walk in the fullness of faith of God, so that you can be strong in your journey, so that regardless of whatever the situation, whatever the devastation, remember that through faith, you can subdue the very things that seem greater than you. Through faith, you can obtain promises that belong to you. Through faith, you can stop some of the greatest devastation. But this is a call to study. This is a call to study to strengthen your knowledge of faith and your knowledge of faith in God, so you can be firm in this journey, that you can hold on to your strong belief without question. This is about us sharpening each other. Today, we want our minds to be changed. We want our wills to be encouraged to study and to seek the face of God, to seek the Word of God that much more, to trust and believe and to study so that we can understand this journey, so that we don't stop walking within our calling and our purpose, so that we can continue to fulfill our potential, because we remain consistent in this journey called life, and that we do not stop believing the promises in our life, the purpose for which we were created, and the Word of God. That's another segment of Faith and Transformation Fridays. Today's topic is understanding the journey. Our scripture reference was Hebrews 11, and so we're going to end out in prayer as we always do. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you allow our understanding to grow. Open up the eye of our enlightenment according to your word, so that we will understand and we will grow in the very word that you illuminate in our minds, in our hearts, that we can be who you call us to be, that we won't give up, we won't stop believing, we won't stop succeeding, we won't stop having hope, because we will strive to understand faith, to walk fully in faith, to live by it and through it, so that we can be who you call us to be in this journey. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I hope this was another encouraging segment of Faith and Transformation Fridays, and that you will continue to grow in your area of faith, be encouraged, continue to trust God, and know that you are a person with purpose and potential, and it can be fulfilled. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. With that being said, I hope to see you for another segment, another episode of Faith and Transformation Fridays with Ayanna. Take care and have a wonderful day.